The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
If I've learned anything through all of this, it's that each and every day is a canvas waiting to be painted. An opportunity for love, for fun, for living, for learning. To those of you out there who are suffering from cancer, facing adversity, I want you to know that your will to live and to fight cancer can make all the difference in the world. The way you think influences the way you feel, and the way you feel determines how you act. I am grateful to my parents, Coral and Al. They raised me with a positive outlook on life. I always see the glass half full. I see the beauty in others, and I see the hope for tomorrow. If we don't have hope and faith, we have nothing. Whatever I might have imagined a terminal diagnosis would do to my spirit, it summoned quite the opposite. The greatest appreciation for life itself. So I will never give up, and I will never give in. I will continue to keep fighting, sucking the marrow out of life as life sucks the marrow out of me. I will live my life full of love and full of fun. It's the only way I know how. Thank you and good night.
Well, that was kind of a downer way to start the show. Oh, well, let's pick things up. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman. The role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Got some football tonight, sort of. And weekend's almost here, and for Hoffman, the weekend is here at the end of the show. So let's try to have some fun today. But, yeah, that was kind of a downer.
Yeah, I mean, when someone dies, like, right before your show starts, you kind of, like some sportsy person dies, kind of brings down the whole mood of things.
Yeah, it does.
And it's, like, literally too soon to make jokes. So I got nothing. I mean,
yeah, I'm
sorry. I don't like cancer.
Cancer sucks.
It sucks for Craig Sager and his family. It's a bummer. But, I mean, at the same time, we kind of knew this was coming, right?
Yeah. So I didn't. I think other people can do much better memoriams because I really didn't know Craig, and I didn't really. He's not a guy I really watched a lot. So, yeah, sad for his family, but. I actually am really bummed over somebody else who died today. It's Garrett Gomez, who is a terrific jockey. He's only 44 years old. I knew him very well. So kind of a crappy day.
Yeah.
We got to fix that.
Well, the Charleston shooter was found guilty.
That's good. That's a positive.
All right. Maybe he hasn't been found guilty. Yeah, I think he was found guilty. I don't know if they... the punishment has come down yet, but it took the jurors less than 2 hours
good
to deliberate.
It would have taken me about 2 minutes.
Yeah. There were 9 white and 3 black jurors who deliberated for less than 2 hours and requested to listen to the tape in which he confessed. And during the trial, jurors heard from the prosecutor that the 22-year-old was full of hate and immense racial prejudice when he slaughtered the black worshipers. So found guilty on all counts of a 33-count federal indictment, which my guess is he's got a hard road ahead. I guess they decide in January if he's going to get the death penalty or life in prison. So judging by that haircut, he won't last long in prison.
Well, I'm rooting for death.
I think he's probably rooting for death at this point.
Well, I want him to be taken advantage of the way you like to see done before he gets the death penalty. Then give him the death penalty.
Old country style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good news. What else
there
we got?
You go.
We got beer.
Yeah. Whole Foods Brewing sent over some beer for you guys. I had a couple when I did my show prep at Whole Foods today.
Yeah.
Enjoying some of the fine brews that they made. And brought some for you. Brought some for Jong. Jong was intimidated by the size of his beer can. He doesn't think he's going to be able to handle it during the show.
Yeah, you know those stereotypical Australian beer cans, like those Fosters?
It's a crowler is what it is.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of those.
It's a
quart of a double IPA.
You can handle that.
Bear
Laminack
so.
Eats a quart of ice cream in one sitting. No problem. You can handle that.
Not the same thing.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same thing.
Both of them put you in a coma.
Yeah.
You know, so it is the same thing. Yeah, and I've got the No Escape Stout here. So, yeah, it's basically 2 pints. John, you can handle this.
Yeah, it's like drinking 2 beers at a pub, John.
We'll see.
You can handle it. If not, we're going to put chicken on your head while you finish the show.
I think it'd be very entertaining if you just totally screwed up the last hour. Oh, you got to do Harry's razor. Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, good times. Good times, Fred.
Yeah.
Good times. Okay, so the big deal apparently in sports now is you're not allowed to rest. So the Cleveland Cavaliers are taking a bunch of heat because they decided to rest their best players yesterday. I don't know when this became a problem, but apparently it's a thing now. And there are people upset in Memphis. And it got me to wondering, what is the right thing to do? Because in my opinion, the Cavaliers, if they owe anything to anyone, it's to their home fans, right?
Exactly.
So they've got 41 home games. They just played a back-to-back with Memphis. Like they played a home and home in back-to-back nights. And the LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love trio, triumvirate, did not make the trip to Memphis. So they played 2 nights ago and then didn't even show up last night. I don't have a problem with this, but there's people saying, well, Cleveland fans get to see those guys 41 games a year. Memphis fans get to see them one time a year. So they should prioritize, if they're going to rest their guys, they should rest them at home and let the Memphis fans see the Cavaliers. And this is where I have a problem with it. Because if it's not another team's responsibility to fill your building, it's your responsibility. And I think where this turns ugly is the Grizzlies did 2 things. They sold this as part of a ticket package where they said...
They did dynamic pricing, didn't they?
They did. They guaranteed you get to see, and this is another thing they did wrong, guaranteed tickets to see LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, you can't really guarantee that. LeBron James, his head could have fallen off a week ago, and then you made a guarantee that you have no way of backing up. So it's better to say guaranteed tickets to see the Cleveland Cavaliers, defending world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. You could say that. But to like to throw LeBron's name in there, like, and suddenly now he's got pressure to play. I don't get that. I don't like that. And the other thing is the dynamic pricing. This has to go away. You have to stop upcharging your fans to see good teams. It's absurd. It happens. I don't think it happens in the NFL, does it? At least it doesn't happen here in the NFL.
The only equivalent is you're paying regular season prices for the preseason games.
Which that's a whole different. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. It's a pain in the ass, but that's a whole different thing. But the Rockets do it. The Astros do it. It's got to stop. I think any franchise doing this should be ashamed of themselves. All it is saying we're less of a team.
Right.
You want to see an awesome team play us? You pay a little extra. You want to see us against other regular ass teams? Well, that's okay. You pay regular price. It's garbage. And that's what's unfair to fans. Don't, if you're the Grizzlies ownership, don't tell me it's unfair that the Cavs didn't, that they sent their B team, because it's not the Cavs' responsibility to fill your building. It's not LeBron James' responsibility to sell tickets for the Memphis Grizzlies. Does it suck? Do I feel bad for Memphis fan? Yeah. I mean, if I honestly, let's say I wanted to buy tickets for my son to go watch a Rockets game. And I got to pick any game I wanted.
Probably pick the Cavs. The
Cavs would be at the top of the list of games I'd want to pick. If we went to that game and LeBron wasn't there, would I be disappointed? Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, I live in Houston, Texas. I'm supposed to be going to watch a Rockets game. That is what it is, man. Your team should be the draw. And if your team isn't enough of a draw, that's on you. Not on LeBron James. Not on Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, Ty Lue. That's on you. It's on the Memphis Grizzlies. Plus, you got to win. Let me tell you, if those three guys had traveled, your fans probably don't go happy because they got their ass kicked. So you take the win and move on. Am I wrong in thinking that?
You're 100% wrong, and I'll tell you, no, you're not wrong at all. I agree. The only thing I would say about the dynamic pricing, I think there's a time to do it. When the Astros were awful and couldn't fill that building, and the only way they were going to make any money was when the Yankees and Red Sox were coming to town, I didn't really have a problem with them doing that.
You know why I had a problem with it then?
When you've got a decent team, though, I do have a problem with it.
Here's
because
why.
There's no point now. You should be going to see the Astros now, but they weren't worth seeing. There was really no reason to go see the Astros for about 5 years.
Then isn't it on ownership to make their team better then?
Yeah, but if that's what you have, it's also on ownership to make money. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Because, well, their baseline is pretty low because they had invested nothing into the team.
Well, they invested $600 million when they bought it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And in that case, it didn't bother me because...
It always bothers me. Well, I just don't believe in that.
But in that particular case, people were paying to go see the Yankees or the Red Sox. They weren't paying to go see the Astros. So if you can fill the place up...
So just sell out your building. Don't upcharge your fans, people who are going to watch, you know.
But those aren't the fans that you're going to have once the Astros are good. Those are your out-of-towners. Those are your Yankees and Red Sox fans who travel.
I don't know, because, I mean, maybe it's the people who, I'm going to take my son to a one game this year. What game is it going to be? Maybe it's that one.
Well, if that's their choice, they have to pay more for it. I don't have a problem with that.
I do. I think it's
BS. If you want to take your kid to a game and not pay any money, go see the Mariners.
All right. I mean, I agree. I believe that on secondary, like the secondary market. I think if you're buying tickets from StubHub.com, you should. And that goes the same way with the Texans. You want to buy tickets to the Texans-Jags game, it's way cheaper than buying tickets to the Texans-Patriots game. I mean, that's the way it's always been. I understand that. But for the team itself to sell it that way, I think is trash.
I agree with you 90%, but I do think there are times to do it. And I don't think it's just a black and white, you never do this thing.
I think if your team is that crappy, then you should work on getting your team better.
Well, and they did, but it took them forever.
Suffer for a while. That's the way it works.
But that's the thing. You don't have to suffer in business. You don't have to automatically just sell things that you could get a lot more money for. I mean, that's just bad business. If you know you don't have a great product out there and people are paying for the other product, then get as much money as you can while you can.
And that's the other thing. Now you look bad because, I mean, and this is a great example. Let's say the Kings showed up here last night and DeMarcus Cousins didn't play. Literally the only good player on that team. I mean, the only player worth watching on that team. I mean, are you giving money back because they got a crappy product, a crappier one than they expected? Are you charging less for those tickets?
I'm not following you.
Like, if dynamic pricing is a thing and you're going to pay extra when LeBron James comes to town, do you not get a discount when he doesn't?
No, you're still paying for the team that won the title last year.
I guess so.
I mean, especially
when you guarantee LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers coming.
That's stupid. That part was stupid. You don't do things like that. And fans should know. And, well, we'll come back to this.
Well, and if you do dynamic pricing.
We'll come back to this. We're way over for a break. Guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And here's an opportunity to get a great, great gift for someone that's both useful, it's practical, and it looks good, and you're going to save a lot of money doing it. You're going to make it look like you really thought this out and got them something great. And I'm telling you, this holiday, Harry's has ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points. And there's some of them start as low as $15, and you're going to be cheaper than that. I'll tell you about that in a second. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. And their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. And as a special offer just for the Blitzers, we're partnering up with Harry's. We're going to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. And guess what? Free shipping, guys. But that free shipping ends tomorrow. So act now. Go to harrys.com. Get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. These are really cool, high-quality razors. Whoever you get them for is going to love them. Ladies, you can get them for your man. Guys, you can get them for your dad. Or maybe your son's finally shaving. Get him this as a gift. It's fantastic. Just go to harrys.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I'm not even sure where we left that. I think you were trying to finish a point.
I guess my point was if you are selling based on another team, you're basically upcharging people to see another team, you can't cry if that team doesn't show up and play all their best players.
That I agree with 100%.
And I
frankly think that the people who are whining about it, tough. If you want to put it on the team for guaranteeing, use the word guarantee that you've taken it to a different level. Then I can see people being mad, but the reality is
they should be mad at the Grizzlies.
Yes,
though.
They should be mad at the Grizzlies,
not at the Cavaliers.
No, the Cavaliers need to do what's best for them. Popovich has been doing this for years.
Yes,
and it's
and I would say it seems to work.
Think about how many times the Rockets sat Dwight Howard last year on back to backs, and maybe you wanted to go see Dwight Howard. I don't know why, but maybe you did, and he wasn't there. Then you're going to whine about it.
I think it goes more to how about. Stop having these guys play 4 games in 5 days. Stop with all the back-to-backs.
Yeah, that'll never happen, though, until they either expand the schedule, which I don't think anybody wants to see in terms of length.
More games? No,
just longer schedule. Start sooner.
You know what? Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know why? Because then you could cut off about 3 preseason games.
Well, the reality is, no, I'm not going to pay attention to it till football's over anyway. So
yeah,
start as early as you want. It's okay.
I don't really care.
Yeah, but either that or shorten the season, which they'll never do.
No,
so
that's not going to happen.
And there's so many games that they build around for TV that's why you wind up with stuff like this. Especially for good teams, you'll have because they want the Cavs on TV as much as possible. So they're going to build around that. And you're going to wind up with it. I just don't have a problem with it.
But what happens when it's a nationally televised game and LeBron James and all those guys sit? I mean,
oh well.
Yeah, who's
if you're the Cavaliers, if you're the Cavaliers, that has nothing to do with you.
No.
Well, remember, was it the Heat and the Spurs that did that a couple of years ago? When the Spurs played Miami, they sat Duncan and everybody, and then won the game, if I'm not mistaken. And
I think they did.
And then the Heat sat LeBron and Bosh, I'm pretty sure, when they went or Wade
to San Antonio.
When they went to San Antonio.
And, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's just you do what's best for your team, and yeah, it sucks if you paid a ticket just to see that guy, but that's life. You know, you don't always get what you want out of these things.
It's just like if you're going to a baseball game to see a pitcher, and he gets bumped back a day in the rotation, you can't get mad about it. It is what it is. You know, I remember I went to I bought tickets to the last three games, the three Yankees games here.
Yeah.
When the Astros came, it was the last three games of the season. And they didn't play Jeter. He was already, he decided his last game was going to be at Yankee Stadium, and that was it. And they never put Mariano Rivera into pitch. Was it disappointing? Yeah. But I also understand why they'd want to reward the home fans who pay their salaries, you know, because the Memphis Grizzlies don't pay LeBron James' salary. You know, they don't pay Kyrie Irving's salary. The Cleveland Cavaliers do.
Yeah, I don't really have any issue with anything you're saying, except for the fact that I don't have a problem with certain dynamic pricing in certain situations. I think sometimes you just have to do what's good business.
Isn't good business just getting better, investing money into your own team instead of coattail riding someone else's success?
Money's money, man. It's about making money. If you've got a bad team, yeah, obviously you try to get better. But where the Astros were, they weren't getting better the next year. They could have gone out and signed 10 guys. They weren't going to be better. It was going to take time. I have no problem with what they did.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you may not like it, but it's good business.
It may be good. Well, it's good business for the Grizzlies. It's good business for everybody who does it.
Yeah.
But it's still, I think it's unethical. I think it's just lame. I think it's lame to upcharge people to see a visiting team play.
See, if you want to go see the Warriors, you know those, it's basic supply and demand. You know, you're saying it's okay for the secondary ticket guys who have nothing to do with anything. They can go do it.
Yeah.
But the teams can't? That's ridiculous. That's like you make your beer at Carbach and you sell it for $10, but I can go sell it for $30. That's silly. You should be selling it for $30 if people are willing to pay $30 for it. That should be your money, not mine. All I'm doing is basically taking something, buying it on the cheap, and then selling it high. Let's try a phone call. CJ. What's up, CJ?
Yeah, I just want to say something about LeBron.
Hey, hold on. John, can you turn him up? Okay, try now, CJ.
Yeah, okay. If I'm not mistaken, I think LeBron plays 41 home games, and he actually plays Memphis at home. Why doesn't he sit out a home game instead of the only time during the year that he goes to Memphis to play? Because Memphis has states that surround them that people come out of state to Memphis just to see, you know, LeBron one time a year. And I understand it's tough luck, but I just want to hear what you guys think about that. Thank you.
I guess because LeBron feels like he owes his home team those games because, you know, people who pay for season tickets don't pay for 40 games of LeBron. They pay for 41. And if he can play 41, he's going to play 41 in front of his people. And that's who LeBron James has a responsibility to Cleveland Cavaliers fans, not to everybody else. If I'm Dan Gilbert, wouldn't you rather Memphis have to be answering these questions than you? If I'm paying that much to have LeBron James on my team,
yeah,
I want to see him play in front of my fans who are buying beer and buying popcorn and buying jerseys. That's what I want. So I don't blame him.
Peter said, I couldn't see Messi when I watched a Barcelona game last month. Disappointing, but still like the experience. Yeah, obviously, if you're going to see them, that's what you're going to see, right? But, you know, that's also you have to take into account that this is a reality, man. I just have no real problem with it. But I also don't have a problem with dynamic pricing. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We are going to take a very quick break. We come back. We've got the Harlem Globetrotters here in studio.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Pajamagram.com, guys. Christmas right around the corner. And this year, go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and is going to heat up your holiday as well. How about the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram? I'm actually wearing a Hoodie Footy right now. You can't see it, but I am wearing a Hoodie Footy. It's the ultimate solution to keeping her hot when she's freezing cold. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. Imagine getting to open that on Christmas for her and for you, especially if you go with the Sweet and Sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a Sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both those today at Pajamagram.com, you'll save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Waking up with you, I've been getting used to waking up here.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
And we are back on the Blitz. And we've got guests in studios. We've got Flight Time and Thunder from the Harlem Globetrotters, who will be playing
at... I don't think those are their real names either. No. I'm not 100% sure.
I heard her call him Mr. Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That'll work. I like that. Mr. Okay. Time. Mr. Time. Father Time.
That's the first.
Guess I can go with that in my 18th season. Mr. Father Time.
I was going to wait for you to say
18 seasons?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. You're getting up there.
I am.
How are you holding up?
Holding up pretty good, man. It's tough, but I'm hanging in there, you know. Stay in good shape. You. Eat my vegetables and drink plenty of milk.
When you were in college, did you wear the really tiny short shorts?
I did, okay. I wore them last year as well. Okay. I was happy to bring those back on last year as well.
Where'd you play your college ball at?
I played at Centenary over in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, what about you?
I played at High Point University in Central North Carolina.
And at what point during your college career do you guys decide – all right. Is there something like where you say, oh, the NBA is probably not going to happen. This is an alternate route that I'm really interested in. When does that moment happen for you guys?
Well, I mean, everybody's story is different. For myself, I mean, I had a good college career sitting there. I was one of the leading scorers in my conference my last 2 years. And the year I came out, the NBA had a lockout, so I didn't get to go in any camps or anything like that. And that wasn't good coming from a small school, but right. It was a blessing in disguise. Ended up going back to school and finishing my degree. I also won the college dunk contest in 98 at the Final Four in San Antonio. So the Globetrotters knew me from that, and I eventually got invited to training camp, and the rest is history. 18 years later, 87 countries in all 50 states.
Man. He's a legend?
He's a legend.
Is that what you're working for?
You know what? If I can do as half of what he's accomplished, I think that'd be an all right career for me.
How long have you been in the game?
I'm going into my fourth season.
Your fourth?
Yep. So the Globetrotters, they have an annual draft in 2013. I was one of the college players that was selected. I also was in the college slam dunk contest. I didn't win it like Flight Time, but, you know, I was still happy to be there, and that's where I was seen at by the Globetrotters.
My math may be off, but I'm thinking 1998, that's – Vince Carter. Is Vince Carter in that same dunk contest? Because he was in the 98 draft.
He came out early, but it was Ruben Patterson, Felipe Lopez, they were in the dunk contest. I mean, Mike James, who played at Houston for a minute, he was in it.
Okay.
So guys like that.
Okay. So you're saying you did not beat Vince Carter in the dunk contest?
I did not beat Vince Carter in the dunk contest.
But you think you would have?
But I would have if he would have gotten
okay. Because I was just thinking 1998, I think that's the Vince Carter draft.
It was,
so
yeah.
So would you have been 98 draft or 99 draft if you
been
go to the NBA?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would have been in the same draft class as those guys.
Right.
And Michael Olowokandi went number one. You're probably thinking,
oh, man.
Well, how the hell?
I wish they would have messed up on me like that.
Yeah, you're probably thinking, man, you're going to take this guy. What do I got to do?
Oh,
around
man,
here?
That's hilarious.
What do I got to do? What about you, man? Did you have NBA aspirations?
You know what? I always had to, you know, just, of course, growing up, you know, that's the highest level. So that's what you want to go for. But, you know, I had those dreams of playing professional basketball like, you know, any other competitor that's in the game. But now it's like, you know, I'm here with the Globetrotters, professional basketball. I'm getting paid to do something I love. But, you know, I say the NBA players, they only travel to about 29 cities or states, you know. And I've been to almost 30 countries, so it's pretty cool.
I think
traveling around the world.
I would think that this, if let's say you, if you don't have an NBA career ahead of you, I think I'd rather play for the Globetrotters. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of these guys who go off and play in Turkey or places like that. Mm-hmm. The downside of that, you got to live in Turkey,
yep.
Which not ideal to me exactly. Anyway. I mean, it's a whole different culture. But you guys get to travel around, and then you get to stay Americanized. You know, definitely. you don't have to go live in some place that you're not comfortable in. You travel to those places. Traveling places is cool. Yeah, living cool. In weird places, that's I'm out on. Yeah.
I always tell people, I mean, I think it's the best job in the world, not only because I do it, because I really have learned to enjoy traveling and enjoy different cultures. And like you mentioned, though, when we travel as a group. I mean, there's like 30 of us.
Right.
And we travel for like months at a time, but we always have each other.
Yeah. It's you and 14 Turkish guys.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Right. So, I mean, that's one of the benefits of it. And I mean, it's exciting. I mean, we've been around for 91 years. For the first time, we're going to be kicking off our tour right here in Houston after the holidays on December 26th and 7th at the NRG Arena. And for those fans who haven't seen the Globetrotters in a few years, this will be the first year that we'll actually be introducing a real four-point line. For the past couple of years, we have four spots on the court, but now we're actually going to put a four-point line on the court. You know, being innovators of basketball, we want to try to introduce this new game, and maybe other leagues will follow suit.
How many guys are on the Globetrotters? How many guys do you guys travel with?
Right now we have about 30 players on the roster. We also have what we call a taxi squad, guys who are like trying out throughout the course of the year, kind of auditioning on the job. We've gotten some pretty good players over the years from that actual practice squad, but right now we have 30 contract players.
I mean, when you guys suit up to go out for a game, how many of you go out there on the floor?
Usually 10 to 12 every single
okay.
night.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 to 12.
Now, is there, I mean, is
and we
there
don't
like
take
a,
nights off either.
No. Is there a starting lineup that's set, or do you guys just rotate through and everybody gets their game time? How's it work with the Globetrotters?
I mean, we usually have a starting lineup, but anytime, I mean, somebody can get injured, we always have guys prepared to fill in those positions for guys who go down with injuries, which, believe it or not, do happen during the course of, you know, playing anywhere from 120 to 130 games within a 4 to 5 month period.
How competitive does it get between Globetrotters when it comes to minutes? Like, is it a big deal when some guys aren't getting their minutes like it is in the NBA, like where, you know, it could start bickering within the team? Or are you guys all – is it just all hunky-dory? I can't imagine it is. You guys got to be competitive.
Of course we're competitive when we all compete. But, you know, I can say for my first year, you know, I was only, you know – probably getting like two dunks or playing maybe half of the time that I play now. So, you know, I guess it's just like any other thing. When you put the work in, you're, you know, talented to show, you play more minutes.
I quit fighting over minutes a long time ago. After my 18th season, I stopped fighting over minutes. I mean, for myself, I mean, I realized I can't play forever. So for me to see new guys come in like Thunder, I have no problem with sharing the spotlight with guys like that, because I realized that if guys like Curl and Neal, Medlock, Lehman, Sweet Lou, and those guys didn't play for a long time and open this, you know, it's opportunity for us, I wouldn't be able to play. So I know eventually somebody's going to take my place, so I'm totally okay with sharing the spotlight.
18 years, how much longer you got left in you?
I don't know. I think I can do it for another 3 to 5. I stay in pretty good shape.
I say another 10. He got another 10 in him.
how much have you lost off your vertical since you were in college, like at Centenary, when you win the dunk contest?
I would probably say I've lost at least a whole foot off my vertical. But, you know, one thing about the Globetrotters is that, you know, it's more than just a game of basketball. I'm able to do other things. When I came in, I was a dunker, but over the course of my career, I've been a dribbler, like Marcus Haynes and Curl O'Neal. I came in as a dunker. I'm one of the best ball handlers on the team. I'm like the point guard. I'm one of the guys that run the team. I'm able to go out to different schools and hospitals and talk to people and deliver a positive message. So that's something that's extended my career when my hops have actually left.
What about you? Have you felt your basketball game, like, have you felt yourself progress since you've been doing this style of ball?
I definitely felt myself progress. I'm getting a lot better. I remember when I first came, I couldn't even, like, spin a basketball on my finger, you know. All I could do is jump. But now I'm, you know, working on my ball handling tricks. I'm able to learn. I go to, you know, go speak at schools and do PR and things like that. So definitely growing as a man and a basketball player.
How rewarding is that to be able to do things like that, go and – stuff off the court and just sort of build the brand and connect with people, especially kids, because you guys are so popular with kids. When mine were little, we used to take them every year whenever you guys were in town.
Right. I mean, I was just telling Sean Salisbury over there, I mean, in my 18-year career, I've had an opportunity to go to the White House twice. I mean, I've had President Obama down on the ground doing push-ups while I'm, you know, counting them out for him. Had a chance last year to actually go out and meet the Pope and spin the basketball on his finger. So, I mean, if I played in the NBA, I know this opportunity would have never, you know, came about. But, I mean, that's the rewarding part of it. After each and every game, we stand around the court for 30 minutes signing autographs, and we get to hear how great we were. And, you know, you hear the stories the parents tell about how they came when they were, younger, and they're bringing their kids, and they had a great time as well. So we're able to bridge that gap, and that's definitely one of the rewarding parts of what we do.
How many do you feel like you've got time, enough time, that you'll be able to say that you had President Trump doing push-ups?
Hey, I mean, I have no problem with it. If they invite me back to the White House, I have no problem, you know, going there. Hey, whatever he can do for our country, if he can make it a good place, I'm all about it.
I just want to see him do push-ups. That's all I want to see.
He might be able to get two of them out of
maybe
it.
Maybe so.
Yeah, I have to know, how many did President Obama actually do?
I mean, we had to do five every time he missed a shot. So, I mean, he missed about five shots. He pumped out about 25.
Wow. Damn, hard time. Well, tell people about the events that you guys have coming here, the dates that you're going to be here, and what the people can expect to see.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the dates right here in Houston are December 26th and 27th. We actually have two shows on the 26th at 2 and 7 p.m. 27th, we have one show at 7 p.m. Tickets available on Ticketmaster. They can go to HarlemGlobeTrotters.com. We're heavily involved in social media. You can go to our Twitter at Globies. YouTube page, we have a bunch of amazing videos that we post probably several per week. Facebook, just any way you want to find out about us, hey, we're out there.
Before we let you guys go, we've been talking about this the whole 30 minutes that you guys weren't in here. We've been talking about whether or not, you know, the Cavaliers have a responsibility to bring their best team to Memphis. I'm a big believer in the Cavaliers have a responsibility to Cavaliers fans, and I think that if they're gonna sit their guys out, they should do it on the road. There's a lot of people who are saying that. Well, the Grizzlies only get to see them one time a year. And I see that argument, but I also know that the Grizzlies don't pay LeBron James' salary. The Cavaliers do. The Cavaliers fans do. So where do you guys sit on that?
Me and Thunder talked about this last night, but my opinion on it is, I mean, you can sit there and say he has a responsibility to the Cleveland, but there's other teams that make up the NBA. If Memphis don't go play Cleveland, then who are they going to play against? And for those teams who only get to see guys like, you know, Golden State Warrior players or Cleveland, I think they should have to play in those cities that they go to it only once a year. I mean, if you're in a conference with them and you're going there two or three times a year, then okay, you sit a game out. But those fans have one time a year. I'm a Cleveland fan, and if I went to that game in Memphis, if I spent $1,000 or whatever, I would be really disappointed, and I would have a hard time, you know, making that commitment again.
All right.
Thunder, you feel the same way?
I agree with Flight Time. If they're going to do that, I mean, they at least should, you know, pick a rest day at the beginning of the season or, right, you know, let fans know because
before you sell that ticket. Because before you sell the ticket. If you watch NBA TV, they're promoting those games, like this package deal with LeBron James, yeah, and, you know, Cleveland Cavaliers.
But that's the Grizzlies' fault, isn't it?
Like, not really. They're part of the NBA. It's still one company. It's bad for the whole brand overall if you really look at it.
But what could have happened? I mean, let's just say LeBron James sprained his ankle the night before and the Grizzlies have been for weeks hyping up LeBron James and the Cavs are coming. But rather than say LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, how about just say defending world champion Cleveland Cavaliers is probably a better look because there's no guaranteeing that LeBron is going to be there
cares about that. I mean, you can sit up there and say they sprained it, but that's just bad branding. I don't think the NBA would want to be branded to the point to where they're like, well, oh yeah, he sprained his ankle, but that's why he's not playing. We know he didn't sprain his ankle. Everybody's got the NBA package. They saw him walk off the court.
No, I'm saying hands. What if he would have, and the Grizzlies had already said LeBron James and the Cavaliers are coming. This is why Grizzlies
that's more
fans,
acceptable. Yeah,
this
that's
is why acceptable. You're paying extra for these tickets.
We can accept that. But don't make me pay $1,000 for a ticket and you only come once a year.
Yeah.
That's bad.
All right. Well, guys, best of luck. We're looking forward to having you guys here in Houston. It's always fun to see the Globetrotters in town. I'm guessing you guys will probably win. I don't have a crystal ball.
I hope
I don't see the future. When's the last time you guys lost?
1971.
Okay. I feel like you guys must be cheating something. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, but I feel like you guys might be bending them in some way. But best of luck. I know this is an important set of games. I feel like it's
we're looking forward to this. This will be our first time over the holidays in Houston. I mean, which is a great basketball city. One thing we did fail to mention is that our great coach, legendary Tex Harrison, who's actually from Houston, will be retiring his number at those shows on the 26th
that's awesome.
And 27th. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say these are must-win games, but I think they're must-win games.
They are.
you guys get it done.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next time you're in town.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us.
All right. There you go.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about a great deal. It's such a great deal. It could feed the entire Globetrotters roster, and it's under $50. That's what you're going to get from Omaha Steaks. And if you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack. You just need to go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 77% off. Right now, Mile Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just for the Blitzers. Here's everything that you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs. I'm not done yet. Four potatoes, a gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. Plus, get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. This is going to be an awesome freaking party, and those prices are going to go up, so get your tickets now.
And the Falcon will be there.
I will be there, probably.
Will people be able to do body shots off of you?
Depends on who the people are.
Okay. I feel like people are paying a premium ticket price.
I feel like I'll help. Just depends on the person.
Okay.
Hi, Fred.
No.
That's you can just close your eyes and just whatever happens, happens.
No, it has to be female.
Okay.
All right. And certain females.
That seems sexist, but okay.
That's all right. I'm a sexist. I make no bones about it. Let's grab some phone calls. Get caught up on what people think. Victoria, you're up.
Hello.
Hey, Victoria.
Hi, I was calling just to give another perspective to the whole idea of players resting. So I'm from Houston, but actually used to live in Philadelphia when I was going to grad school. And as we all know, the 76ers are not a very good team. So I appreciated that the Sixers put together packages. So when all the really good teams played in Philly, you could just buy packages to only see those teams. So it worked out well for me because, you know, I got to see LeBron and Kobe and KD when he was with the Thunder and they all played. So I really liked the idea of it because it worked out really well for me.
All right. I mean, I guess if you live in one of those towns where no one wants to go see your team.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the other thing. It's even more embarrassing because the Grizzlies are pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're having a good season.
Like, I don't know. Like, just so do the Astros still do dynamic pricing for the Yankees and Red Sox?
I don't know if they still do. I'm guessing they probably do. But somebody on Twitter brought up a pretty good point. Don't think of it as charging up for the Cavs, Warriors, etc. Think of it as downcharging for the Nets, 76ers, etc.
Okay.
And you could look at it the exact same way. You really could. You're charging less for lesser teams.
All right.
And you know you've raised the prices too high if people don't buy them. I don't have a problem with it, really. The more I think about it, I don't know that I have a problem with it in any situation.
All right.
It's supply and demand. Let's try Mark.
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ Sports.
Sports to you, man.
So I was at that same Astros series when the Yankees came in with Jeter and Mariano.
Yeah.
So I was right there with you, AJ, on that part. But I agree with you, you know, as far as the, you know, teams doing what's best for them. But maybe a suggestion, instead of, you know, sitting them down against, like, how Cleveland did with Memphis or, like, Miami did with San Antonio, because they only go once a year because they're in a different conference. How about doing it against the Eastern Conference team where, like, they play Philadelphia two times in Philadelphia. They can rest them in Philadelphia, you know?
I think that's
instead of doing it against.
Yeah, I think that's the ideal circumstance. But I also, I don't know that you can really tell somebody when to be tired and when not to be tired, when these athletes need a day off or when they don't. That's sort of the downside to it. And again, it goes back to me, if the NBA would stop doing these four games in five nights and all these back-to-backs, this wouldn't be an issue. But because the NBA, what's most important to them is TV and things like that, you're going to run into this.
It's going to happen. I just think you do what's best for your players. And it sucks as a fan sometimes, but I've had this happen where I was going to go see a team and the guy had flu-like symptoms, i.e. Yeah. hangover, and didn't play. Would it be better to just lie and make up some injuries? Would that make you feel better? Brett, with a good point. Not wise to guarantee I will be at the big Texas party because I might not live.
That's true.
Live that
what
long.
Happens? I mean, what if you're not there? Then people say, "Come see Fred Fowler at the big Texas."
I'll tell
party.
You what. If I'm dead, you guys, before you bury me, you can put me in there and let people do body shots off my dead body. That'd be kind of cool. Gabs, did someone say body shots? Let's try Rashad.
Gabs, be there.
Yeah.
Get there, girl.
Gabs could do body shots.
You'll let it
yes,
happen.
That,
okay.
That would happen. Let's try Rashad. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
How's it going, fellas? Sports.
Sports again.
All right. I just wanted to give you my opinion on this subject. I don't mind the teams like Cleveland resting their players or any team, but have the players make the trip at least. And, you know, first of all, to support their team, but second, maybe like at halftime, you know, as a PR move, go up and sign some autographs in the lobby, you know, sit at a table, take some pictures with some of the fans, you know, things like that. When the third quarter starts, they go back down to the bench and continue to support their team. You know, something like that. I just want to get y'all opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
I guess. I'll be honest, though. Most of these players would rather just play a basketball game than do all that crap. I mean, they don't want to deal with all that. That's more work than going and playing the actual game, it seems like. It doesn't seem very restful.
Yeah, and it's not that easy to have a guy like LeBron do
an autograph session. No, you're talking about the amount of security. It'd be a nightmare, but would it make some fans happy? Sure, but .
And the new CBA did get finalized yesterday, and the
longer season, fewer preseason. Is that correct?
Fewer preseason. Yes, the season will start a little earlier, and they will they'll cut back on back to back nights, and no team will have more than 1, 4, and 5 nights.
I mean, why don't they just say we'll do no 4 and 5 nights? Like, it's not that hard.
I guess because then you're running into having to start the season at the beginning of October, and then you're definitely going head to head against the start of NFL season.
Well, you're doing that anyway. That's honestly, most basketball, nobody's going to pay any attention to until college football's over, unless you're in a pure basketball market. People will go to have something to do, but they're not really diving in until after football's over.
It just seems like, I mean, there's nights where there's runs where the Rockets will have 3 nights off in a row.
Yeah.
So how about kill that and, you know, get 2 nights off and then don't play 4 games in 5 nights?
Well, I think part of it, too, is it gets back to television scheduling. You want some of these teams on those big Wednesday nights. You want them on the weekend games when they're on network. So then it becomes harder and harder to do things like that specifically. Because,
I mean, God forbid you have to showcase someone other than, you know, the Warriors or the Cavs on a Sunday night.
What are people going to want to see on TV, though? You know how that works. Yeah, it's ratings, man. You think a game that doesn't have one of those teams but has, Memphis and San Antonio.
No, nobody cares.
Yeah,
you know,
nobody's going to. And the Spurs are good, but nobody's going to watch that. All right, guys. Got to tell you, out looking for gifts. 5 great locations you can go check out. Bedrock City Comic Company, Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugarland. If you're in any one of those areas, I guarantee you walk in there, you're going to walk out with a bunch of gifts, probably some for yourself too. They've got all kinds of cool stuff here. Bedrock City Comic Company is about fun and geekiness. They've got back issues. They've got new comics. They've got graphic novels, posters, supplies, apparel. You want to go and get a cool shirt with your favorite superhero on it, they've got it.
And it's just such a fun place to hang out. You're going to find all kinds of things in there that you didn't expect. And I like to go and just wander around and see all the cool stuff. And here's what they're going to do for you. If you're in one of the stores, just tell them you're using promo code ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your purchases. That excludes the Golden Age and Silver Age items or items on sale. But code ESPN, or you can use it online, and you're going to get 10% off. I guarantee you, you're going to love this place. It's fun. You can get stuff for the kids. You can get stuff for yourself. And it's always a surprise. It's just a neat place that if you're ADD, it's going to keep you occupied for as long as you want to be occupied. That's Bedrock City Comic Company. Check them out at bedrockcity.com or go by one of their five great Houston locations, Bedrock City Comic Company.
ESPN 97.5.